IQs. Monitoring 6-1.
Hey, how you doing?
How are you? I'm doing pretty good.
I guess that bike race, and hopefully we can get going on that. Hopefully I gotta get SIM card with Mac Mini to get online with it and the computer so I can start using the computer to start doing things, because I can't get a hold of anybody because that's about it.
What's wrong with your computer?
Card for the phone from Consumer Science. I get to use a computer because the little Mac Mini you can use it that way. Now I go that way instead of going Spectrum or other garbage.
So it uses a SIM card?
SIM card, yes.
Okay. Well, my phone uses a SIM card. I don't have any computers that use them. But I think you said you had a mini something. It must be like a tablet or something.
The thing is, they got real Apple's got good speech program, which the other ones don't have.
I know Apple has some good products. I know one thing, I love my Apple phone. I've had Androids, I've had Apples, and I've had Windows. I've had Apple tablets and also Android tablets, and I prefer the Apple.
Apple was one of the first ones that I used the JAWS program with Windows. It's a horrible speech program. It's miserable. It's complicated. It's just, oh, God.
Well, a lot of it, I think, has to do with what you get used to.
Yeah, but it's just not as good. Yeah, because once you get used to using shortcut keys, you can blow stuff out pretty quick without sight.
Well, I tell you what, I spend more time on the computer than I should. I know that. And most of it's related to radios, but not, you know, amateur radio. But not all of it. So what kind of projects you've been working on?
Well, right now I got one got coming down. Can't get a pick up machines. I had to sell two machines. I got a couple small blocks going. One of the ones I worked on, Connecticut, they just dialed it. We did a low budget small block, a short rod, 400. I know, short rod 383. And, short rod 383, 30 over. It did pretty well for low budget. It made about almost 500 on a dial, about 456 on a dial off the crank. That's pretty good.
56 horsepower?
Yep.
Wow. That is pretty good. I don't know if I know how to handle something that kind of performance.
Well, just going in, it's a nice little California car. It's a 1957 Chevy two-door. And he put racket pinion steering and lowered it, a 5-speed manual transmission, 411 gears, air conditioning, power brakes, all that stuff, and it's going to be a nice car.
Will it still look like a 57 Chevy when he's done?
It's going to have, it has the bench seated and everything else, and a stock shifter, everything in it.
Now that will be nice. Well, I can remember well the 1957 Chevy. I remember it very well. I was about 12 years old about that time.
59, so I tell you, the worst looking Cadillac I've ever seen.
One of the best looking cars I think ever made.
The worst looking Cadillac I will tell you is the 59. one of them things. Boy, this is an ugly car.
Yeah. I tell you, there have been some ugly cars. I don't know the models, but GM came out with some of these, what I call the pontoon design. Oh, gosh, when was that? I can't remember, but was it 70s? I don't know, 80s? It looked like a Roach. And the Buick Roadster was one that I thought was absolutely the ugliest car I ever saw.
My neighbor had a 1962 Cadillac Corolla, and that was a nice looking Cadillac.
Yeah, they're getting few and farther between anymore. I've never seen those unless it's at a show.
What's funny too, it had a 396 Cadillac engine in it. Last time I talked to him was, oh God, he probably does. He used to work for the phone company. He's a radio man.
Well, he must know his cars. And I'm out here getting some medicine for my wife. Came home, she wasn't feeling very good, so I'm over here in Simpsonville. I'm just about at the CVS, so I'm going to say 73, so let me go in there and see if I can find something that can help her. And talk to you later.
12 IRs along with it, and that'll help. Yeah, more than clear.
Okay, we'll see you out. 10-4 AQ.